RSF controlling 90% of Khartoum, and maybe today after they controlling the military industrialization is almost like 95%. That's the current situation in the ground.
I was watching a video of RSF saying that they are in charge of Yarmouk. What is the significant importance of Yarmouk?
This is the biggest factory for bullet, for weapons, and also the biggest storage for SAF in Khartoum. This is the strategic storage for SAF, from weapons, from bullets, from all equipment.
So with this situation where you're telling me that RSF is control of strategic sites around Khartoum, how does that impact on the talks in Jeddah?
SAF, they're trying to get some power in the table of the negotiation. They don't want to continue in the talks until they get some strategic places in Khartoum back. And that's how why they're pumping, why they're attacking by air force. That's why they left the negotiation table, because they want better situation in Khartoum before they come to the negotiation. You know that.
Sudan's permanent representative to the United Nations spoke to Al Hurra, which is our sister network. And he told Al Hurra that Sudan government is willing to negotiate, but they cannot negotiate in the backdrop of a situation where they are being attacked left and right. And they are saying RSF is not interested in any peaceful settlement. How do you react to that?
There is no negotiation between something called government. There is no involvement for any kind of Minister of Foreign Affairs or those who are diplomatic in New York. There is no negotiation with them. And those who want to continue war, because they are from old regime and they want to come back to the power, and they want RSF to sit with them as a government and RSF as rebels. And that will never happen.
Let's talk about the civilians who are in Khartoum. I mean, the situation that we hearing from aid agencies in Khartoum, it's desperate. There are people who have been trapped for quite a long time. There are people who are sick, who don't get medicine. There are people who have no water, who have no food.
RSF is trying to help people in the ground, RSF distributing some food, but that's why we came to Jeddah. The first thing in Jeddah was the humanitarian issue, and we're looking for aid, and we're looking to open the airports and the ports and everywhere for the aid. That's the reason for Jeddah negotiation. You know, my friend, this is war. A war means that the civilian will suffering, and that's what happening in Khartoum. And those who started the war, Al-Burhan and his supporters from the Islamists, they knew that what is going to happen in Khartoum when they started the war. So they are responsible for all this happening in Khartoum.
The Sudanese who have been speaking are also saying that RSF is embedded within residential areas.
No, that's totally not true. RSF controlling all Khartoum, that means the SAF-based, the schools and everywhere. Why they go to the residential house to hide from what? That's all all is war propaganda. It's not true. My Islamist leaders in Sudan, they have nice houses, they have everything in Khartoum, like fancy cars. Did you see any house that's attacked by RSF or by any forces? What is war? Is war always there's a propaganda, and it's hard to get to the truth because the media is not coming to Khartoum to know the truth.
But Yusuf, is hard. How do I go to Khartoum when RSF is in control of the airport? No plane is landing in Khartoum. I would like to cover this story, but
why don't come through Port Sudan and there's road and use any bus or something? You come to Khartoum. All roads to Khartoum is open. All the civilians live in Khartoum peacefully and come to Khartoum whenever they want. So the airport is not the only way to get to Khartoum.
And when is this going to end? You have been on a diplomatic tour. You went to Juba, you went to Kenya, you went to other countries talking about what? When is this going to end? Everybody's asking.
And we're seeking political solution. RSF was supporting a process clearly. And even South General Commander signed this framework agreement, and there's a date fixed to in 1st of April, we should sign the final agreement and hand the power to civilians. So that's why the war is started, because they're trying to stop that process. So we have to go back to the political process, because the only solution for this conflict is a political solution. There's no other way, my friend.